Coming up next, we're going to hear from our friends over in Two Harbors at the North Shore Community School. Robbie Teege is the teacher.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of January 2nd, 2019. My name is Alana and I'm your phenologist for this week. We got to enjoy a marvelous snowstorm at the beginning of December 26th. The temperatures have been warmer ever since we came back from break, and it has been 27 to 30 degrees. Caden saw a cottontail rabbit standing outside staring at his house. Davin found lots of holes near his house and saw rabbits digging in them when he was getting back from school. The snowy owl and the great gray owl and the hawk owl are three types of diurnal owls. This means that they hunt in the daytime. Most owls are nocturnal. This means that they hunt at night. We usually see the diurnal owls by now, but nobody has reported any signs of them yet this winter. Davin was at his house and he heard an owl hoot, but he couldn't see it. Snow is piling up and getting thicker. The snow on the trees is piling up and weighing down the branches. Due to warmer temperatures on January 3rd and 4th, the snow is melting off the trees. It sounds like rain. The average snow depth of our school forest is 13 inches. Some outdoor activities we are enjoying this week at school are ice skating in the school rink, and the next week in physical education, we will be cross-country skiing. There is an apple tree on the tree line of our school with fuzzy buds on it. We observed on Friday the 4th. This concludes the phrenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Nice job, Alana. Thank you so much for your observations, for sharing them with us. We are always happy to hear how things are going along the North Shore and always excited to hear what owls are present in your neighborhood. We don't get the same owls, unfortunately, or we do get them, but not as frequently. We'll be awaiting your discoveries in the future.